You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. A 16-year-old calls Nebraska cops saying he ran away from his Texas home. When cops arrive, the boy shows them scars all across his body. He says his uncle, David Calhoun, ties him up for days, has set him on fire with gasoline, beat him with a metal pipe, and uses a cattle prod to burn him. At Uncle David's home, police find the boy's brother, 15, and two of Calhoun's stepchildren, 12 and 10, also showing signs of extreme abuse.
Nancy, Calhoun started caring for his nephews in 2017, and the horrific abuse began right away. The boys reported that Calhoun used a channel lock to remove their finger and toenails, stabbed them with kitchen knives, knocked out teeth with brass knuckles, and tied their genitals with hair ties for days at a time. On the stand at trial, a child behavior expert called the abuse indistinguishable from POW torture in the Vietnam War. Calhoun's wife and another female suspect also participated in the abuse of the four children and will face charges.
David Calhoun, 38, gets 10 life sentences plus 30 on 14 child abuse charges. A Florida woman opens her home to a friend, Glenn White, while he's in between places to live. She was not prepared to also house his six cats. The woman confronts White, saying she'd prefer the cats to live outside. As she opens the back door to let them outside onto a screened porch, White pulls a gun and opens fire. She's hit in the legs, feet, and hands 10 times. She calls 911, is taken to the hospital, while Glenn White is taken to jail on aggravated battery charges. No word on where the kitties are now. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
We begin in Missouri as juvenile officials say a 16-year-old boy is being charged with a new felony in connection with the mass shooting that left one person dead and nearly two dozen others injured at the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl celebration. We turn to Sydney Sumner with Crime Online for more.
According to authorities, during the teenager's arraignment, he was charged with unlawful use of a weapon to shoot someone. Since the mass shooting on February 14th, he has been detained on a lesser felony charge of resisting arrest. The new accusation carries a 5 to 15 year prison sentence for an adult offender. Authorities have announced that a Jackson County family court judge will convene a hearing to decide whether to try the minor as an adult. A second 16-year-old is still being detained on a lesser firearms charge. Second-degree murder and several firearms offenses have also been brought against two men by state authorities in relation to the shootings. Police have reported that the attack occurred after a group of people confronted another person looking at them. Following the shooting, three other men from Missouri were accused of federal offenses pertaining to the unlawful acquisition of firearms with extended magazines and high-powered rifles. We're now learning from unsealed court documents that at least six individuals shot weapons and 12 people displayed firearms during the rally.
The February 14th celebration in downtown Kansas City attracted an estimated 1 million attendees. A law that would mandate that all firearms be kept in a locked container or have a mechanical lock that is tamper-resistant when not in use by the owner or another authorized user has now been approved by the Rhode Island Senate. Once again, Crime Online, Sydney Sumner.
The measure would classify the improper storage of a handgun as a civil offense, punishable by a fine of up to $250 for an initial offense and up to $1,000 for a subsequent violation. A $500 fine and up to 6 months in jail would be imposed for any further infractions. Lawmakers approved the bill 28-7. Rhode Island Senator Pamela Loria, who sponsored the initiative, stated that while respectable gun owners already practice safety measures, those actions should be mandatory rather than optional. Drawing on mortality data from the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta, a Pew Research Center analysis published last year indicated that in the United States, the number of children and teens killed by gunfire rose by 50% between 2019 and 2021. Currently, if a firearm is loaded and a minor uses it to injure someone, the state of Rhode Island has the authority to fine the owner $1,000. The plan would broaden the definition of who is covered by the law, adults who are legally forbidden from carrying firearms as well as children, and make it applicable regardless of whether the gun is loaded. Advocates say that violators risk up to $1,000 in fines and a year in prison if found guilty of second-degree criminal firearm storage. A charge of first-degree criminal firearm storage results in a maximum sentence of 5 years in prison and a fine of $5,000 if a prohibited person or child uses the weapon to injure someone. According to Melissa Cardin of the Rhode Island Coalition Against Gun Violence, safe storage rules can assist to lower suicide rates in addition to fewer mishaps involving children with access to firearms. Bill opponents contend that the legislation violates law-abiding gun owners' rights to keep and bear arms in their homes for self-defense. Critics say requiring guns to be kept in a secured container or with a trigger lock might make it more difficult for them to defend their families and themselves.
Similar laws are already in effect in Connecticut and Massachusetts.
Thanks, John. Chase Hurdle, 18, a star student at Bismarck High, North Dakota, dreams of becoming a professor. The summer before his senior year, he's diagnosed as clinically depressed and begins having issues with memory loss. In July, he briefly disappears. When he's found, he can't remember anything about what happened. One morning, he arrives at school but leaves on foot a few moments into class. Police dogs track him to Memorial Bridge, downtown Bismarck. The trail goes cold. Chase Hurdle, now missing over 2 years. If you know or think you know anything about Chase Hurdle's disappearance, call Bismarck, North Dakota PD, 701-223-1212. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.